Wednesday, August 19, 2020, 7:12 a.m. I'm going to go for my walk now. I'm changed in my hiking attire. I just finished letting the chickens out and also picking up the dog poop. He went out earlier this morning and did his business, and I took the dog poop out to the garbage can, which is our garbage day today. And walking out there, I noticed everything's covered with cars. It was where I first noticed it. Everything's covered with ash, I guess, from all these forest fires we've been having. And there's really none in our area that's really across the valley. So this must be ash from across the valley that blew here and settled in Fair Oaks. It's a lot of it too. Cars need to get washed for sure. It didn't reach 112 yesterday like they predicted. I think it was like 108 or something like that. So we're going to go through a period of some cooling. The best part is that the overnight temperatures, which have been in the 70s and in the 80s, are going to go down into the 60s. So again, the hot days of 100, around 100 or a little above, to really cool nights, and maybe I'll be able to start painting again. I looked at my painting earlier and I decided that, yeah, I'm going to do a little sanding, see what that does. I am going to change my approach to it again. Instead of using pure white, I'm going to use the actual gray for white. And I realized that that has to be the whole painting, has to turn that gray, whatever that gray is, because it's supposed to be a white painting. And to make it look that way, if I just paint the parts that I painted pure white gray, it's not going to look right. So it's going to be, again, the whole surface painted, about 99.5% of the surface is going to be painted over again. One part I'll leave the way it is, but I will paint over that too. I realize that there's something else I want to do for that. Let's see. So hopefully I'll be able to start that tomorrow morning. Be able to get here when it's cooler. Okay, so watching the news, the Democrats on their convention, looks like, yeah, there goes the propaganda. Like I said, they want to paint our country as in total failure, or pretty close to it at least. And the only way we're going to fix that is by putting Biden in charge. And I don't like politicians. I think I've said that before. Maybe not to you, but I've said it before to somebody else, especially people like Joe Biden. You know, he's never had a regular job. You know, he's been in politics for 47 years. That's all he's done is politics. And they don't really get paid a lot. That's public service, you know. How much does a president get paid? Not that much. But yet, people like Joe Biden are multi-millionaires. And his family has gotten rich over it too. So I don't like that. The same with Obamas, you know. Who are they? They weren't multi-millionaires when he became president. He may have been at least a millionaire, but not multi-millionaires. Now they got multi-million dollar houses in Martha's Vineyard. So they've made money on being president somehow. And you know, and that's the one thing I liked about Donald Trump. He was already rich. He didn't need to do this for the money. He's a billionaire. So, and people, you know, there's a lot of people that think that just by being a billionaire, he's an evil person. Well, no. You know, because people are extremely rich, or some of the richest people, you know, in the world, doesn't make them evil. Like, you know, look at Andrew Carnegie. You know, he came to this country and became as a boy, from Scotland and became a multi-millionaire, a rich man. And he spent a lot of his wealth. There's, you know, Andrew Carnegie libraries all over the country. He wanted to help the people. He spent his own money. You know, he spent his own money trying to prevent World War One. And toward the end of his life, he set up his family, but then he gave away the rest of his money. So, you know, because you get rich doesn't mean you're a greedy person and they're just trying to get more and more. It doesn't mean that. It means you enjoy being prosperous. You're enjoying being productive. You see what good you're doing to other people by giving them a job. But this country, the way the Democrats paint it, is that it's going to hell in a handbasket. Well, sorry, it's not. You know, me and a bunch of other people are living proof that it's not. You know, and I'm not a white person. I worked hard all my life. I worked for 42 years for one company. And before that, I worked a bunch of other little menial jobs. You know, I worked in a car wash. I shoveled fish. You know, I helped build. I was in construction for mobile homes. I was a busboy in high school. My parents were migrant farm workers. I worked in the fields next to my mother. So you know, it's not a country that there is no hope. You know, there is hope in this country because of the way it's set up. And it's getting better. It used to be a lot. There were a lot of prejudiced people against minorities, but not so much anymore. I mean, it's hard for me to find somebody that doesn't treat me like a regular person. It's not painted that way. It's not really that way. In this country, everybody has the same opportunity to try to improve themselves. They don't have a guarantee of the same outcome, you know, but at least they have a chance to do it. And I don't expect somebody, for me to sit on my ass and expect somebody to give me everything that I got now. That would be crazy. Who would do that? I'm sure you wouldn't do that. I'm sure you wouldn't work like crazy just so somebody that doesn't want to work can have what you have. Who wants to do that? I wouldn't want to do that. And talking, you know, I talked about people at the company I worked for, and like I said, that aren't really a motivated type person, or what was the word? I forget what the word I used was. But anyway, you know, and that's the bad thing about the union. The union protects people that even don't want to work for what they get paid. Okay? The union slogan is, hey, you get 8 hours work for 8 hours pay. Yeah, but there's a lot of guys out there that are getting paid for, in my company, with my job, for, you know, 10 hours with all the perks that 10 hours brings you, and actually giving them 3 hours work and sometimes no hours work. They spent the whole day just driving around and goofing off. Okay, maybe 1 hour's work. They had to get something done. But I've seen guys go out on a job all day long and come back and they couldn't get it done. The job's not done. You know? I talked to this one guy before that I met, and he said that one of his jobs before that was to go around and evaluate the efficiency of people that work for the post office. Okay? And he said that one guy, and he said this is not a isolated case, that it's generally this happens around the where he was, that he saw. But one guy, the extreme, this is an extreme apparently, that he brought up, that his job was to do something. I don't know what it was, but the company said, okay, you got to at least do this much an hour, or this much in a half an hour, okay? You got to at least do that much for us not to come down on you. So he would do that portion of the job or do that amount of work, that is, for 10 minutes. They say it took him 10 minutes. Now he's reached that quota that his boss has told him that he had to at least meet before he got disciplined in some way for not working. He worked 10 minutes, and then the rest of the time he sit back and read a novel or play a crossword or something, but not work. And then when that half hour ticks around, he'd start up and work another 10 minutes and then stop and do whatever he wanted, read the novel. And that's the bad thing about unions, you know, that they don't take him aside and say, hey, that's not what we're about. No, they'll just go to the company and say, hey, he's meeting your quota. You know, what are you complaining about? He's meeting your quota of work that you want him to do in half an hour. It sounds, you know, and I didn't see this with my own eye, but I had no reason not to believe this guy. There are things in this country that aren't right, I agree. Okay, but racism is not one of them. Okay? That's not a problem. Yeah. You know, George Floyd got killed by this cop, and I don't know what they were doing, but they didn't get the ambulance there fast enough, apparently, or something. But that doesn't mean that every cop is a racist cop. I've met a lot of cops, and I've seen them, and you know, some of them were suspicious of me at the time. You know, at that time I had long hair and, you know, hippie clothes or whatever. But once they started talking to me, they realized that I was not a criminal sort or a threatening sort. But, you know, cops in general are not racist. And you got black cops. You got brown cops. You got Asian cops. You know, if this was a racist country, we would never have elected a black president twice. The country did that. So how can you say the country is racist? That it's all stacked up against black people? It's not. It's not. I've had black managers in the company I work for, AT&T. You know? I've seen black people rise in the ranks in management. So there's no systemic racism. Not in that company anyway. Not in a big corporation. And I suspect that that's reflected the same in any big company. All you got to do is produce for them. That's what they want you to do. They're in it to make the money. They're in it for the business to grow. And if you can help that business grow, they're going to put you there in a position that they want you to grow. So that's it for now. Let me get walking here.
9:03 a.m. Okay, so I went for my walk, and I took a little different, easier route and shortened it by 10 minutes, mainly because of the particulates in the air. I'm concerned about breathing all that in. It was pretty uneventful. It's cooler today. The overnight was definitely cooler, so... The walk itself was enjoyable, and a lot of people were out early, as usual, on the hot days. So let me get to it here and get some other stuff done, and that's it for now.